We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
My whole life, I've been told this one story about my family, about how my great-great-grandmother was killed by the mafia back in Sicily. I was never sure if it was true, so I decided to find out. And even though my Uncle Jimmy told me I'd only be making the vendetta worse, I'm going to Sicily anyway. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Minnie Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Minnie Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Carrie Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school like, okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's topic time.
Pick up the phone, baby.
Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with the Breakfast Club.
Talk about it.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, if you're just joining us, we have our co-host Lisa Ray in the building. She's co-hosting
Queen
today.
Lisa Ray.
Yes, and we're asking, have you ever got a coworker fired?
Now, this came from a rumor.
A rumor?
That Lisa Ray had got Stacey Dash fired from Single Ladies.
Right.
And then Lisa Ray said to me, did I get Angela Yee fired?
Right.
Well, so that's the question.
Well, this is the audio of the argument that happened with Lisa Ray and Stacey Dash, where the rumor came from.
I don't know to this day why she was stuck on stupid with that. I just don't know. But, so we took a break. And we took a break. I walked over to her and said, Stacey, just do the line the way she wants you to do it so we can get up out of here. And she put her finger up in my face. And she said, you don't tell me anything. And you could hear a pin drop on the set. Because when I tell you every bit of Southside Chicago was brewing up in here, that made me go, Stacey, if you don't get your finger out of my face, but that was all I had to say. Because once I said that, she took off and made a beeline to her dressing room. But I was going to be right behind her because I couldn't take my shoes off that quick. So I was like, wait a minute, hold on. It was like, okay, I thought maybe she had wanted to talk to me in private. And I was going to grant her that.
Because of that, you know, people thought that she got her fired. But Lisa Ray is saying that is a rumor. That's not true.
That's a rumor because I don't have that much power. That was the network's decision.
Now, Charlamagne, do you have that much power?
No.
That was
come on, Angela has her own show called Way Up with Angela Yee. It's the spinoff of The Breakfast Club. It comes on right after The Breakfast Club, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Two.
Yeah, but that don't answer the question if you got her fired from here.
So no, man. I do not get her fired. I don't have that kind of power.
Okay, there you go. All right. Say it loud for the people in the back. No.
Hello? Have you ever got somebody fired, Envy?
Me?
We still ain't answering the question.
Let me think.
You don't take that much.
I'm sure I have.
I'm petty like that, so I'm sure
I've definitely gotten people fucked.
Oh, you did?
Of course.
Where?
I don't know. Throughout the course of history, yeah.
Breakfast Club.
You know what I mean? Because if people not doing their job or they not moving the way we need them to move, you know, you got to
get them out of here.
Absolutely.
Definitely. Breakfast Club, we definitely did.
Who?
Y'all is in this together.
Don't say who then.
You know who.
I think I know who.
You know who?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I know a few.
We don't know who.
What about you, Lisa? Have you ever got anybody fired, period?
I like how you did that. That's pretty good. I'm going to let you slide on that. No, I have never gotten anybody fired.
No, I'm petty. Like, I like people to work. And if you don't come to work, because everybody has a job. Everybody has a position. If you don't do your job and your position, that means we're losing. And if we lose, that means I can't feed my families and the other people around can't feed their families. So if you don't want to work, we don't need you here. Maybe this job is not for you. So I've gotten somebody fired up here before, and Charlamagne has. And
I am very instrumental in like customer service. Like, mm-hmm. I'm really high on that. Mm-hmm. And they're lacking that nowadays, you know. So I like to pull people to the side and tell them how important it is that they have this position and this job. And it's like, come on, you could do better, because we got to do better.
Yes.
I do that.
And I did get somebody fired. Remember that person that called that time and they called me an F-boy?
Oh, you were disgusting for that.
What?
You were disgusting.
This dude got a young lady fired because... she was upset that Envy didn't tip her because she helped Envy to his car. You cursed that girl out on the radio and got her fired. That was wrong. That was foul.
That wasn't the
case.
That
was foul. Even though she shouldn't have expected a tip.
Right. She worked at Bye Bye Baby, right? And,
I wouldn't even bring that story up. She might sue you now for emotional distress.
And it wasn't even...
You know how people be nowadays.
It wasn't even her. Somebody helped me to the car, and... I took off. I left. It was a problem. She called the radio the next day and called me an F-boy and went off on me.
Yeah, because you come to that store with that expensive-ass car, expensive-ass clothes on, and can't tip nobody?
I didn't have
I'm kind of on her side with this one.
But he said it wasn't her.
It wasn't her. It was me and homie.
But I'm still on her side because he came back and was like, man, you know he ain't even tipped me? Imagine going back to your coworker. You're like, you just walked this man in his Phantom... And he's like, this man ain't even tipped me.
Phantom, huh?
It wasn't no Phantom. It wasn't
no baby crib.
He lying.
I will say what Lisa Ray said about not having the power to do something. You can only make recommendations, right? So you can only go to the powers that be and be like, hey, X, Y, and Z isn't doing X, Y, and Z.
And just for the record, I didn't even do that with Stacey Dash. I didn't even go and say anything like that. It was, to me, I could have worked with her the next day. Because I don't need to like you to make money.
Oh, you did work with her the next day?
Yeah. She bought security and everything. I didn't know what they were there for. I felt the tension in the room. I was like, what is the security? And they was like, for your ass. It was like, what? I was like, oh, I have a problem with this, I think. You know what I mean?
But I'm sure I got a bunch of people fired. Because if somebody's racist to me or I feel a way, I will go to their boss and I will write a letter immediately.
Ain't nobody ever been racist.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. When I go to a car dealership, when I used to go to a car dealership and I would go to look for a car and people wouldn't help me, they would just sit there and let me walk around the dealership for a long time, I would definitely make a complaint all the time.
Oh, they just thought you had no money.
That's all.
Why? Because I was black and I was in a dealership.
You're Dominican.
I'm not Dominican. I'm black. I'm like, you know what? I hate you, man. Let's go to the phone line. I hate you. You know, I hate you.
I'll get you fired.
Kayla, good morning.
You're talking crazy to me.
Hi.
Good morning. Have you ever got a person fired, Kayla?
Yes.
Take us off Bluetooth. Take us off speaker so we can hear you, Mama.
Yeah, I did. I had to take you off my Bluetooth. I'm sorry. Yeah, I did. It was like years ago. I was working at like a little store in like a shopping center. Uh-huh. And I was working with this older lady. She was like maybe in her 30s at the time. And it was real annoying anyway, so didn't nobody like her ass anyway. And we were working one night, and there was like a group of black kids, like high schoolers, walking around the plaza, not bothering anybody. And she's going to look at me and say, oh, they shouldn't let kids just walk around like that. Look at them. You don't know what they're doing, what they're getting into. And she just went on this whole rant about how these kids shouldn't be allowed to walk around the parking lot. They were all black. So it was just, and she was racist anyway. We already knew. So I just used that as an opportunity to get her fired, so because we all couldn't stand her.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Thank you.
Now, just to play white devil's advocate here, what if those kids were up to no good?
What if those kids were up to no good?
Rose.
Yes.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning, Rose.
Oh, my God. I'm on the radio. Hi, Charlamagne. I love you.
I love you more, Rose.
Oh, yeah. So I'm calling today because I have never gotten anyone fired, but I am in the process of trying to get someone terminated.
Who are you trying to get fired, mama?
Well, this guy in my... I work for an appliance manufacturer. I've been working for them for 20 years. It's like the easiest and the most comfortable place to work at. And this guy is just overly comfortable. He's excessively absent. He randomly, I have to leave early. I have an emergency. He's 20-something years old. I don't know what kind of emergency he has. And he doesn't help out at work. Everyone else helps each other out when we're overwhelmed. He just sits there at his desk, does his little thing. 3 o'clock comes, he's out the door.
Now, maybe you sound like a little... does his work affect your work? Because if it doesn't affect your work, it's like you're on a hating fence.
No. It totally does. If he doesn't come in, then that his work falls on other people's hands. And there's extra work for other people on top of their other responsibilities. And it's just unfair.
Maybe you should just have a conversation with him and make sure he's not going through nothing first.
Yeah, he might be having some problems at home.
Some life issues.
He might be lack of customer service.
Well, I heard through the grapevine he confided in someone else that he actually has another side job.
See, you a whole rat.
Yeah, you ratting on him, man. That's how you
a whole snitch out here.
Yeah. It don't sound like that. It's how you snitching on that, man.
Inflation through the roof and you mad because somebody got a side job.
You know what I mean? He a little lady late and you trying to tell on him. What's wrong with you?
Yeah, I think Lord, he was right about the haterism.
Yeah, that does sound like a little hater.
We are second worst enemy, boy, after the white man.
Won't we do it?
800-585-1051. Have you ever got a coworker fired? Call us now. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Call me.
Lend your opinion to the Breakfast Club top.
Come on.
800-585-1051.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, if you're just joining us, we're talking about have you ever got a coworker fired? Now, we're here with our co-host, Miss Lisa Ray. And the story came from Lisa Ray, but she's saying it's a rumor. It's not true.
Yeah, it was a rumor.
Can we just play the little clip of why we thought that?
I don't know to this day why she was stuck on stupid with that. I just don't know. But so we took a break. And we took a break. I walked over to her and said, Stacey, just do the line the way she wants you to do it so we can get up out of here. And she put her finger up in my face. And she said, you don't tell me anything. And you could hear a pin drop on the set. Because when I tell you every bit of Southside Chicago was brewing up in here, that made me go, Stacey, if you don't get your thing out my face, but that was all I had to say. Because once I said that, she took off and made a beeline to her dressing room. But I was going to be right behind her because I couldn't take my shoes off that quick. So I was like, wait a minute, hold on. It was like, okay, I thought maybe she had wanted to talk to me in private. And I was going to grant her that.
So after that argument, people assumed that you got Stacey Dash fired.
And I don't know how they assumed that. I guess because, you know, after the next season, she wasn't there.
Correct.
So, I mean, I get it. But no, I wouldn't do that. I'm not a petty person.
Mm-hmm.
I understand people need their jobs, their money, and I understand people go through things.
Right.
And we're women, you know what I mean? And we're emotional. And even if she would have told me whatever was going on that night that caused the, you know, disagreement, I'd have been like, all right, cool. Next day is whatever, whatever. It just continued a little bit more than what it should have. And for me, it was like, what is your problem?
That's not petty, though, somebody almost putting it. I don't know, did she put her hand in your face?
Or? She did.
Oh, man. See, that's not petty. Now you're violating my safety and my boundaries, and you put me in a position where I might have to defend myself.
Well, that's why the rumor continued that I was going to get her.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Say this. If you make me uncomfortable or you make me feel in a way where I don't want to come to work, or if I'm paying for a service and you're not giving me that service, I will complain. If I'm on a plane and there's a stewardess and she's acting nasty and I bought a first class ticket or a Delta Comfort ticket or a regular ticket, treat me with respect. Yeah. And if you don't, I'm gonna complain. If I go to a restaurant and the waitress is acting like a D-head or whatever it may be, I'm going to complain.
I just don't know if that works, though. You know what I mean? Like, you can complain, but, I mean, you go back the next week and that person's still there.
Social media pretty strong, though.
And when you light skin and them veins start popping up in your neck.
Is that what happens?
Yeah. Your veins start showing in your neck like he does. He turn red. People listen to him a little bit.
Yo, shut up. Hello, who's this?
Yo,
Chris, take us off Bluetooth or speaker.
My bad, we good?
Yeah, we good.
I've definitely gotten somebody fired, dog. He kind of backfired on me a little bit. But you know what? First, I want to say good morning, Charlamagne, DJ Envy. beautiful Lisa Ray.
Peace,
good
King.
Good morning. Thank you.
What's going on, brother?
Yeah, man. So check it out, man. I was a security guard, man. And I had this supervisor. He was like a military cat, man. He came in there. He was talking to me all crazy. You know what I'm saying? Just kind of like crazy insults or whatever. Just calling me stupid or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Whenever I make a mistake. And I guess other people was cool with it, but I wasn't. So, you know what I'm saying? I recorded his, you know what I'm saying? I recorded him one time. And then I sent it up the chain to the head supervisor. You know what I'm saying? They ain't do nothing about it. But then I said I was going to, like he was harassing me. So they got rid of him. And they came back and fired me for recording him without his permission.
Whoa.
Wow. Yeah, man. But you know what? It's all good, man. I was security guard.
Top
then, but you know what? I got a security company now, man. I'm a
businessman.
Congratulations,
brother.
Yeah,
that's part of the plan, then.
Hello, who's this?
This is Nikki.
Nikki, good morning.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Good, good. Have you ever got somebody fired at your job or work?
Oh, yeah, I got somebody fired before.
I like how you said that with conviction. Say it with your chest. Tell us about it.
I bet. So, I was working at the pharmacy, and there was this girl. Her name's Lucretia. And mind you, we both started working at the same time. I'm a full-blown lesbian. I take birth control so that, you know, I could just, my menstrual, so on and so forth. She was taking it so that she ain't having no more kids because she got four kids.
Hold on, slow down. Hold on, Uncle Charlotte, a little slow now.
We lost you a lesbian now.
You say you a lesbian, but you take birth control to not get your period, you say? Or control your period?
Yeah, basically.
Okay.
And she was taking it so she didn't have any more kids because she already had four. She's only 24, 25, I think. But, all right, whatever. So, we did, and I get pulled over by one of my supervisors, and he's just like, yeah, you know, birth control is coming up missing in a pharmacy, and, you know, someone's telling us that it's you. And I'm just like, I know it's not me. And then that's when I asked one of my other coworkers, and he tells me that it's her. So I pull her to the side, and I'm like, why are you stealing these birth control pills? And I'm the one that's getting in trouble for this. And she's just like, because, you know, I need the job. I'm like, bitch, I need the job too. So what you chatting about? So I showed up and told them. I was like, I'm a full-blown lesbian. I ain't trying to have kids. I was like, she don't want no more. I was like, she don't want us taking it. And he was like, really? And they like, we looked on camera and it is her. And I'm like, oh, all right, bet. I'm like, I don't care. But then she got mad at me and didn't want to come to my house for Christmas. And I'm just like, all right, bet. I don't care. Oh, well, you're fired. Too bad.
Wait. So y'all were friends? Because you say she didn't want to come to your house for Christmas. So y'all was friends?
That's my cousin.
This is too much, man.
Oh my goodness.
This is too much.
I was trying to follow the story, and it was like, well, you could have just let them do what they was going to do and catch your own tape. You didn't have to say nothing. You knew it wasn't cousin. You.
This is what I think happened. I think both of them were stealing the birth control
pills. They were stealing.
And they were butting heads because so many pills was missing because both of them were stealing. And then she played the LGBTQ
which was
card.
A good play. That was a great play. I'm lesbian.
Why would I be stealing birth control?
Right. That's a
she
great play.
She don't want no more kids.
You damn right because I ain't trying to get caught. Like,
so you admit both of y'all were stealing the pills? You admit both of y'all were stealing the pills?
I don't want to admit it, but I'm not working there no more.
I swear. This is why Jesus ain't coming back. Jesus is sick of y'all, man. Boy, I swear to God, boy. Sometimes I just understand.
But that's a good
why
lie,
the white
though.
Man created some of the legislation he created for y'all.
You pull a boss in the thing and be like, how am I going to steal it? I'm a lesbian. How, like, and what do you say as a boss? You can't go against that. That's
they could have just went to the cameras. Like she said, they had the old girl on camera. You could have left it at that.
Damn. Well, what's the moral of the story if there is a moral?
Moral of the story is I reserve the right, if somebody's not doing what they're supposed to be doing, to complain to the higher-ups to get them, you know.
Terminated.
Exactly. Terminated or fired. You terminated or you fired.
Damn it, man.
You're out of here.
All right, well, we got rumors on the way. Give us a little tease. What are we talking about?
Just a little bit of something. Say we're going to talk about some suspected celebrity breakups.
Oh, all right. We'll get to that next. Don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
My whole life, I've been told this one story about my family, about how my great-great-grandmother was killed by the mafia back in Sicily. I was never sure if it was true, so I decided to find out. And even though my Uncle Jimmy told me I'd only be making the vendetta worse, I'm going to Sicily anyway. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more.
Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Carrie Hills and Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school. Like, okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right. That's right.